You're listening to the Victory Podcast. We hope this message will find favor in your life. For more updates about Victory, log on to victory.org.ph and bookmark our website in your browser. Now, here's your message.
We started a new series last week and we entitled it RSVP. All right, Pastor Donnie Perez or Pastor Don Perez from our Victory to Dumaguete has shared a powerful message. And just to refresh you once again of what happened last week, when we say RSVP, all right, it's a French word, all right, when we don't have an audio for us to hear what it meant, but RSVP means, and let me say, it says répondez s'il vous plaît. All right? Répondez s'il vous plaît. Yun po ibig sabihin ng RSVP. Ibig sabihin po, mag-respond kayo. Ganun lang kasimple yun. Pag naka-receive ka ng invitation, wedding invitation, birthday, whatever that grand party celebration is, there's an RSVP. Guess what? You got to respond. If you don't respond, all right, I guess, here's what will happen. You will not respond and you show up, all right? It's an insult. You should respond and then you show that, guess what? You'll be ending up as a gate crasher. Or if you'll show up, you'll not be invited again. Why? Because you did not respond. All right? So every time you receive an invitation that says RSVP, simply lang, you got to respond. And I believe that this Christmas season is really an invitation from God because RSVP stands for us responding in faith. And it is an invitation for us. Why? Because it is a personal invitation. Everybody say personal. You were chosen. You were given that invitation personally. And it's not just a personal invitation. It is also specific and unique. So this Christmas season is an invitation for us to respond to the birth of Christ. By last Sunday, respond in faith. Today, we're going to respond by acknowledging and understanding what it meant to celebrate. And at the same time, next Sunday, we're going to respond by having an attitude of worship. Are you here with me? French words are very common. And sometimes we use these French words in our daily life. Like if you want to enjoy a meal or before you take a good meal, you will say, bon appétit. Bon appétit. Right? If something happened and somehow you seen it in a dream or parang nakita mo, alam mo, di ko maintindihan, nakita ko nito, I've seen this. I don't know where and how, but I've seen this already. We call that déjà vu. All right? Déjà vu. If you're going to drop by SM Marikina, Robinson's, because they have Vikings already. And in Vikings, it's either you take a buffet or, I don't like a buffet, but I want an a la carte. It's a French word. All right? What if you've seen these birds, all right, flying in air, and biglang the feather drops. What do you call that feather that drops? It's called what? Valahivu. Yeah, hindi ba? Valahivu. Hindi nga, di ba? Eh, paano ngayon? Nagkita-kita tayo. Tapos nagmamadali ka, gusto mo mapunta sa party. Magpapaalam ka na sabihin mo, Vavu. Di ba? Eh kung nanalo ka na. Imagine, prices kahapon. Di ba? Namigay tayo ng mga prices. Nanalo ka na 1,000. 1,000 pesos. Ano sabihin mo? Seng Levu. Alright? Hindi nga. Eh, paano? Kumain ka, like Christmas, pumunta ka restaurant, mamaya magdi-dinner ka. Eh, gusto mo kunin na yung bill. Di ba tayo mga noy pay, so kunin natin yung bill? Yung cheat, boss, cheat. Psst, psst. Eh, paano? In French, how do you call that when you want to get the cheat? Receive a coup. Boss, receive a coup. Eh, paano naman kung makita ka ng hunk? Wow, macho. Yung lalaki talaga macho. Eh, yung macho, eh, sa katawan niya, talagang mabalahibo. O, oh, pag biglang, di ba, may balahibo eh, tayong magagawa natin, di ba? Lalo na pag Middle East ka, mabalahibo. O, oh, anong tawag mo dun? Ha? Mabalahibo, hindi. Ha? Mabalbo, hindi. Ang tawag mo dun, in French, it's called Madame Oja. Balahibo, maraming balahibo. Madame Oja, alright? So, anyway, sorry about that. All right, let's get back. All right, let's go. RSVP, okay? RSVP, we're going to talk about celebration. And, you know, this Christmas season, a lot of people are in the festive move. In fact, they're celebrating already. Pastor Jeff and Pastor Dan mentioned about December 25th. And you don't have to reach December 25th in order for you to celebrate. But things are festive nowadays. And how do people celebrate during Christmas? And here's how they celebrate. They celebrate because of what? They receive gifts. Or they give gifts. Monito, monita. Alright? In fact, yung iba sa inyo, hindi lang kayo nag-receive ng gifts. Sino ba nakareceive na ng gifts? Taas ang kamay. Okay? Wala pa 24, 25, you already receive a gift. Sino nagbigay na ng gifts? Whoa. Sino rito, hindi lang gifts, pero nareceive mo na yung bonus mo? Taas ang kamay. Bonus. Kukunti. Eh, sino hindi ba nakareceive ng bonus? Grabe naman. Kaya pala, wala, hindi kayo in, celeb, di ba, in festive mood. People celebrate because of those. What else? Parties. You know, here in Victory Metro's, there's lots of parties. And in fact, the first week, when the moment we enter the month of December, grabe, left and right po yung parties. Just the first week, I had 3-4 parties. In line. I have to say no to some parties. I remember when I was still pastoring a church in Victory, in Quezon City, sa Menyo, Manila. I remember almost every day there was a party. Tapos, there was one time where and there was a service like this and I was preaching. Dahil sa sobrang pago, sobrang puyat, I was preaching. Alam mo, bigla ako nagpalpitate. Alright? Sabi ko, naku, hindi na wise talaga to. So, really, it's okay to refrain from parties if it's too much. But people celebrate this season because of parties. If there's parties, there's luscious food. Ay na naman yung lechon, puto bongbong, bibingka, iba pa. And what good a party is apart from food that we want. Not only that, we can celebrate parties apart from the loved ones, friends, relatives, close friends. And we celebrate it with them. And that's basically what celebration is for some. And of course, if there's parties, there are performances. Sino rito, nagkaroon na kayo ng party sa opisina nyo, wala kang choice, nag-perform ka. Kung hindi mo ma-receive yung bonus mo. May ganun eh, di ba? Sino talagang may competition? Again, katulad kahapon, may competition. Okay, biglang yung final, may nag-breakdance dito talaga, sobra. Parang bald-headed pa nga. Tapos, laking tao. Muntik na masira yung stage namin. Alright? Nanalo sila. In other words, yun ho yung grand prize. Kasi nag-breakdance. No choice. Vacations. Indulgences. We celebrate because, oops, it's a family time. We'll go to the Gaytay. We go to Baguio. We go to this place, Boracay, and all that. We tend to celebrate because of this very reason. And the point is, we're not the kind of people who goes along with what the world's ways are. The world has its own way of celebrating. And all the things that I mentioned, somehow that's the way the world works. And I'm not saying it's bad. It's just that there's a very reason, the ultimate reason why we need to celebrate Christmas, where there's a tendency for us that somehow we know at the back of our minds, but yet we don't function the way the Word of God says in celebrating Christmas, but we follow the ways of the Word. just like the scripture we read, we could learn from this group of people called the shepherds. And in fact, Luke chapter 2, verse 10, it says here, "But the angel said to them, 'Do not be afraid. I bring good news of great joy that will be for all the people.'" Everybody say, great joy. Good news. Say, all people. But before that, there's a word there that says, do not be afraid. You know, I somehow would challenge myself. All right, if you'll catch me watching in the movies, horror movies. All right, watching horror movies, I would do that. I would sneak in and try to challenge myself. If I would get scared of movies, horror movies, all right, I'll try to challenge myself. Because reality is, movies are, you get scared not because of what you see, but because of what you hear. All right, try to watch a movie, a horror movie, with your ears closed. Walang dating. But, da-da-dum, dun-dun-dun-dum, na-na-na-na-na. But, you know, it's, here's the take. We kind of get scared of what we watch, especially when it comes to horror movies and negative movies. How about this? When the angel showed himself to the so-called shepherds, what was the reaction? They all got scared. But if you check the story before Jesus Christ was born, Mary and Joseph and the Magi and the rest, one way or the other, they experienced the glory of God and they all got scared. It's a fearful thing to be in the presence of God. It's a fearful thing to be in the presence of God and yet your heart is not right with God. It's a fearful thing to be in the presence of God where there is sin that you have not settled in with God, that you're not living right. And that's why when they encounter the presence of God, God knows exactly their situation are. And the angel has to say, do not be afraid, but I give you good news, bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. I'd like to talk about the shepherds for a while. Shepherds are like us. They just like us. During the time of the Israelites, all right, during the time of that story there, Israelites are people who are, they are the unimportant, all right? These are the people who are nobody, nobodies, isolated. They're the very least that unlikely people. Imagine of all people, why would an angel show himself up and give that message? Why not those people who were religious, who were inside the temple? In fact, those people casted them out. If you're a shepherd, they would say you are dirty. Your reputation is you are dirty and you don't belong to the so-called church. But God showed something to these guys. Folks, number one, there's a reason to celebrate. You know why? Because number one, because like the shepherds, we were chosen to receive this good news. We're all cast out. We're all lost people. We're all miserable in some sense. We're all are far from God. But for some reason, God showed himself to us. And here's the thing. You did not choose him. But he chose you. You're here today listening to this message because one way or the other, somebody invited you. But it's not the person who invited you. You were set up long time ago that Jesus knew that you're going to be here, that you're going to encounter his word simply because God chose you to have this good news. Is that a good news? There's a reason to celebrate. In other words, God cares for the overlooked like the shepherds, the dispossessed, and the outcast. That's why all people in the eyes of God are the same. Kaya nga ho, sinasabi nila yung victory daw. Okay, sinasabi nila, yung church na pang mayaman. Oh, really? Well, thank you. Okay, pang mayaman. Hindi nyo lang alam. Economically, we're reaching all economic across the board from A to E. You just don't know that we're reaching or those people who are staying at the slums through our compassion ministries. that it's an outreach for us to go there and share the love of God through education, and at the same time, sharing the love of God by providing for their medical assistance, dental assistance, by us connecting to the civil government through tree planting, but because we care for the environment. But what you don't know, all across the board, is the very thing that Jesus, why he came here on earth, because he wants to share the good news. In fact, it says there, great joy. Do you know the difference between happiness and joy? Oh, there's a big difference. Happiness is something that you could buy in order to bring happiness to you. For joy, you can't buy joy. Happiness is something that happens to you. Whatever situation, you win a prize, all right, you were given a promotion, you got elated, you got full of joy because of that thing, but it's not really joy. You just became happy because of something that happens to you positively. We're all discouraged by what happened to Manny Pacquiao, isn't it? But you got to be excited because the Nairi won, all right? So, patas na. All right? But that's not the point. Whether you win or lose, it doesn't matter. We win anyway. Why? Because of the joy that comes from Jesus. And there is no man here on earth, not even your wife, not even your husband, not even your wealth, not even your business, not even all the artists that you love and lie that you adore, who'll bring you joy except the very person of Jesus Christ, that he came here to bring you cheer, delightness, joy that comes from him. That's why joy is what? First is Jesus, others, and you. It's not me first. Me, then others, and Jesus. No, if you put Jesus first, then he will give you the joy that we don't deserve. Can you say amen to that? Second, the very reason why we could celebrate this season, because this baby, a Savior, and he is Christ the Lord, was born for me. Everybody say, born for me. Luke chapter 2, verse 11. Here's what it says. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. When? Today. What a Savior. Who? Christ the Lord. Why? Because of me. We have a couple in church where got saved. They just passed by and went inside the church. And they were singing. It wasn't a Sunday. It was a Thursday prayer meeting. And they went inside and, they're singing songs. And they started to hear praise and worship song. And they started to praise and worship God. And all of a sudden, the Lord touched them. And they both were crying. And they were inquiring and says, "Mi bayad ba para maging member ng itong organization dito? May bayad ba?" Hindi, sabi nung guard natin. Then wala, pasok lang mo kayo. And in other words, this couple got saved. And they went through the process one-to-one. They were part of Victory Group. They were discipled. In a matter of months, guess what? They were trained and become Victory Group leaders. And we realized that for 5 long years that they were married, they haven't had a child. But guess what? This year, because of their faith, believing God, that God will move powerfully, the girl is already pregnant. And I'm talking about this couple, the Carvajals, all right? Can we just show the picture? All right, in a matter of months, it was so fast that they become leaders of our church and part of this church. And they love the church and they love the people, ministering to people. Imagine, 5 years they don't have a baby, and the girl, Myla, is pregnant. You know what that meant to us? It's a celebration. We're delighted to hear what God has done. And every time we hear a baby who's about to be born in a family, di ba? Parang lahat tayo nagre-rejoice. Uy, congratulations. Uy, magkaka-baby ka na. Uy, Panginoon mo na. Uy, ang dami mo ng anak. Uy, talaga. Di ba nagre-rejoice tayo pag may baby? Tama po ba? In fact, yung anak ko po, yung firstborn ko, nung inanak ko po, 14 years ago, si Andre, my first son, we went to the hospital for the very first time, ultrasound. 14 years ago, it was high-tech. It was the in thing. And we went to that ultrasound, my wife, all right, in her womb. We saw the face of my son, kadiri pa yung face, kasi iba yung makulubot na. Sabi ko, eto, may itsura na yung anak ko. Alam nyo, 500 pesos lang ang pera ko noon. Nag-celebrate kami. Indulge talaga. Sa sobrang tuwa ko, naubos yung pera ko. Alright. It was a joy for me. Lord, magkaanak ako. Lord, hindi ako baog. Parang, Lord, talagang grabe na. Lord, talagang sobrang tuwa ako, mga kapatid. Di ba natutuwa tayo? Think about this. This child was about to be born and this baby was born for the reason because of you. Amen. Hindi ko naman kaano-ano eh. Sino ba yan? In fact, sinabi niyang, it will be born for you. Hindi pa ako inaanak. Hindi pa ko tayo anak. That was a promise that truly nothing is impossible with God, that His promise stands still. And no matter what situation we're into, no matter what, how long you're believing God for, what if you don't receive what you ask God for today? Does that change the way you live? Does that cause you to be depart from God and His church? Does that cause you not to read your Bible? I hope you understand how important the child was, because when he was born, he was actually born for you. Sabi nga ni David, I was born for you. Wala talaga. Pang Martin. Sorry ba? Okay. This child, this baby was not an ordinary baby. This baby is actually the Savior, the Deliverer, the person who would give up his seat as King and Lord, although he is Lord, but reach out to our level so that we could experience Him being Lord, Master, Ruler. We could experience forgiveness. We could experience deliverance. The things that we keep on doing that we're not supposed to do, He's the one who could deliver you from it. It's not the church. It's not me. It's not Victory Group leaders. It's not the pastor. It's not the anointed so-and-so. But there's only one person, and that is that baby that was talking about there, which is right now. He's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He's not the baby. You see, right, lying down in a manger, but a man who is seated at the right hand of the Father, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. There's a reason for us to celebrate the season. The next one is found in Luke chapter 2, verse 13 to 14. It says, there suddenly a great company of heavenly hosts appeared with an angel. They were praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men in whom His favor rests. Why do we need to celebrate? Why do we need to respond in celebration? Simply because, number three, because He will bring peace to all men. He will bring peace to all men. Here's what it says. Before the scripture was fulfilled, that word was given. Back in the many years, with this prophet named Isaiah, he prophesied, for to us a child is born, a son is given. He will be called Prince of Peace, and the increase of His government and what? Government and peace, there will be no end. That's a promise of God. What we want in this season is peace. Para wala na kayong peace eh. Iniisip niyo kung ihahanda, kung ano yung bibigay kong paparegalo, ano yung isusuot ko, ano yung gagawin natin. Everything boils down to the way how the world does parties and celebration of Christmas. But here's what God's promise for us, peace. Peace in the midst of chaos. When everything is not okay, when everything is not under your control, you still have peace. Yung mga anak natin, nag-aaway-aaway na. O miski kayo, mag-asawa, hindi kayo okay, you still have that peace and trusting God that things will work out well and lift everything to God. When there's no money in the house, where there are debts that you gotta pay, and the things that you expect doesn't come on time, guess what? You need peace. And the Bible says, there will be an increase of His government and peace. It is endless. God promised peace. I have a friend in FB. He's actually my former classmate during our elementary days. He posted in the FB and he said, Christmas wish this year. Peace and contentment. Talaga niya ron. Dami nag-like, mga 20 sila. Makaibigan ko iba. Okay, sabi ko, God, I have to say something. And I wrote there, in response, Jesus is the ultimate source of our joy, our peace, our forgiveness, our reconciliation. Hindi ko siya nagkayo not contentment. I said it, satisfaction. And I said, brother, have a Merry Christmas. My wish, my desire for my friend is for him to experience God in a greater way so that he would have the peace that this world cannot give you. That this world cannot give you contentment. Your heart cannot give you contentment, but only we could be satisfied on this person who gave up himself for us to be given the joy that we all need and the peace that you want. It's Christ himself, Jesus. Romans chapter 5, verse 1. What is that peace? It says here, therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through. How many of you wants to have peace? Lift up your hands. Folks, nobody can give you peace. Not your wife, not your husband, not your money. Nobody in this world, no one. It's temporary. But I have a good news for you. The only person who could grant you the peace is Jesus Christ himself. Is that a good news? Romans chapter 14, verse 17 says, for the kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking. Alam mo, magsa-celebrate po tayo, kainan na naman, yung iba, inuman, that's where we get our happiness, alright? But it says, the kingdom of God is a matter of what? Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. It has to be with God and in the Holy Spirit. And for all of you here, there's a reason to celebrate. Because God can give you the peace and the joy that you long for. You might have problems. You might have some concerns. Guess what? You can overcome that. Why? Because God can give you the peace that we don't even deserve. In fact, the word peace, where we get a biblical concept, where we get the word shalom, it's not just the peace per se, but it means the totality of God's blessings. Hindi ka lang bibigyan ng peace ni Lord. May kadikit yon, provision. Yung pinag-pray mo kanina, reconciliation, yung walk mo kay God, yung victory na God is longing to see you. Everything boils down with us reconciling with God. Can you say amen? Number four, Luke chapter 2, verse 15 to 17. 15 and 17. We could respond in celebration. Verse 15, it says, when the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about. So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph, and the baby was lying in manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. There's a reason to celebrate. Respond in celebration. Why? Because we can experience Christ and tell others about him. Sometimes we take for granted what we have. What you have is the ultimate. That is Christ. And I hope because of what you have, you can able to share that to others. Because it didn't stop by us just rejoicing and celebrating. Celebrating is, I can't help but share God's word. Are you here with me? And that's what happened to the shepherds. When they heard and encountered God, the baby, guess what? They didn't stop. They went out and started to tell people. And guess what happened? Those who heard the message were amazed. They were stunned. These are shepherds. How come they could able to share like that? They were shepherds. They were not educated. You know why? The reason why? Because they experienced Christ. That gave them the credibility. My experience with Christ, that I could share his love, the hope, the compassion that comes from him. And that is why there is hope in this world. Can you say amen? The Bible tells us, when they share the word, Mary pondered it in her own heart. Imagine a woman, the mother. Grabe. Nag-share sila dun sa anak ko. Grabe itong mga to. Parang, wow. Wala, baby pa lang. Tapos, sinashare nila. Think about that. A proud mom. Probably you mothers, like your child. If they did something extraordinary, you start to brag about it. You post that on Facebook, isn't it? But guess what? Yung bata, wala pang ginagawa. She pondered her. It in her own heart. To all of us who's been with God for a long time, I just want to encourage you, let not be the season, be a familiarity of season that we just go along the ride, parties, reunions. Let's celebrate. Show them the love of God. Ask God to give you the strength to share the word to your friends, to your loved ones. In fact, you know, our church, I appreciate the men of this church because they started to, wala magawa, gusto nila nang magpapawis. Yung mga men ho dito sa church, nagtayo ng tournament, basketball tournament. Alright? Kasi gusto nila ang physical game. And so, your team won, I guess. Alright? Magkano bang bayad mo dun sa, alright, no. Alright? So, our men here in the church started to, di ba, mobilize themselves and, you know, put a team together to play basketball. And I did not join. The reason why, number one, I'm a very competitive man. If I play basketball and you see me play basketball, you know, you might say, I don't want to be a Christian. With that guy playing basketball, he's a pastor. No, I don't want to go to his church. No. You know, I'm a very competitive man. And sometimes, you know, when you're competitive and you used to play basketball, sometimes you do something that is very extraordinary, beyond reason, beyond doubt, that you could hurt people. And so I did not join, all right? And I'm a leader of this church. They might accuse me of something. And so I said, I want to prevent that. So I did not join. Second reason, I did not join because all of them are believers, all right? But I joined a tournament wherein my former classmates in high school had their, you know, batches together. Our batch is 80-something. I'm not going to tell you what batch, all right? But we were coming against all the batches in UST, around 4 or 5 of them. And when I saw them, you know, it just gives me the joy in my heart. And I said, this is where I belong. It just gives me the drive and say, Lord, but I have to remind myself, Lord, I did not join here to win the game. Of course, I want to win a game. But I'm here to reach out to these guys because they're lost. And I might be a pastor today, but it doesn't stop me as well. Me being a Christian, before I'm a pastor, I am a Christian who needs to go out there and share the love of Christ. When was the last time you shared about the love of Christ? I want to encourage you. We could celebrate and we cannot be stopped. Just think about this. With our numbers here in this 5 p.m. service, ito lang gawin natin. Isa lang sa atin dito, pare. Mare. Isa lang sa atin mag-reach out for next year. Just imagine, this church will be doubled because you care enough to reach out to someone. How much more that those shepherds, they were the outcast, uneducated, but God showed and encountered himself to them. And because of that, they celebrated by sharing God's word. Would you share God's word to others because you've experienced God? Can you say amen to that? Last but not the least, we could celebrate in response to the season. Why? Simply because we can glorify and praise God. Luke chapter 2 verse 20 says, the shepherds returned glorifying, praising God for all the things they have heard and seen, which were just as they have been told. Just as they have been told. Alright? Think about that. These guys not only shared the gospel, they started praising and glorifying God. Listen to this. I hope we're not just religious people. I've seen people. On a Sunday, they're so good. They're so religious. They're so holy. And sometimes it's kind of lip service. But apart from Sunday, their life seems to be different. Their life seems to be kind of, okay. So you're attending Victory. Oh, so you're attending this church. I want to plead with you guys. I hope it's not a lip service that you come here. I hope this is something real. I hope there's hunger and thirst That we will not forget God in the midst of what you ask God for. If God would give you what you want, would you go to God and say, Lord, I receive what I want, not because of my ability, not because of my connections, not because of my bonuses. I got it, Lord, because of you. Not even if I prayed, Lord, because you grant me the desire of my heart. Folks, listen, we could celebrate and praise and glorify God, and that's why we're all here for. There's a reason to celebrate. In John chapter 1, verse 14, it says, the Word became flesh. Jesus, who was the Word, he became man and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only who came from the Father. Jesus, full of grace, glorious, and full of truth. There's a reason to celebrate. We respond in celebration. We respond in faith. Why? Because the glory of the Lord has come, Jesus Christ, our Savior. The glory of the Lord has come, and that is Jesus Christ, our one and only Savior. Well, today's Christmas season. There's a reason to celebrate. Maybe some of you have been asking God for peace, for joy. Let's not be moved with whatever happened to us, some situations that we're into, no matter what. It's only Jesus who will grant eternal peace and joy, and it will come from him, no one else. Can you say amen?